countrywide on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by the Irish Farmers Journal, bringing 295,000 readers the latest farming news and the best of rural Ireland weekly.
But first, COVID-19 has forced many of us to have a rethink about our relationship with food. Working from home or being forced to be out of work has resulted in more home cooking and baking. And this, in turn, has seen a surge in the sale of traditional products such as meat, eggs, fruit and vegetables. And this also includes, interestingly enough, mushrooms. Statistics earlier this year showed that in April, May and June, when we were at the height of the first lockdown, sales of mushrooms surged by over 20% in Ireland. Now, 100% of mushrooms sold in this country are grown here in Ireland. And this surge in sales is good news for at least one Meath-based family business. Next year, 2021, Kerrigan's Mushrooms near Kells in County Meath will celebrate 40 years in business. John Kerrigan's grandfather arrived from Galway in 1940 after getting a 25-acre farm from the Land Commission.
They started in the beginning with a little bit of tillage and cows and that, and they started sending milk to the Dublin dairies.
But John decided he wanted to grow mushrooms and set up on this small 3-acre site in 1981. 4 decades on, and there are over 100 people employed supplying mushrooms to supermarkets across the country.
So why did you decide to go growing mushrooms?
Well, we were looking, what could you do on a small bit of land? And I suppose that's what brought us to something like this, an intensive enterprise. So we started just growing a few mushrooms, three mushroom tunnels in the beginning, and we started growing from there.
While the Kerrigans don't export any produce, 80% of mushrooms grown commercially in Ireland at a value of €120 million are exported to the UK. And while the full impact of Brexit on the sector remains largely unknown, John Kerrigan is not immune from that uncertainty.
For these last months and a few years, we've been just sweating it out to see what's going to happen, because if there isn't a good trade deal, it will affect the whole industry. 80% of the mushrooms grown in the country are exported. So they are our fellow growers, and that we all work together, we all need compost. So we all need that critical mass of mushrooms grown in the country to make it viable.
There are 18 tunnels growing mushrooms here in this rural part of County Meath. John's daughter, Karen, takes me inside to have a look.
Okay, so Damien, when my dad started off, there was 2 tunnels here. Now we've grown to 8 tunnels, but when he started off, it was all grown in bags on the ground. Now we've introduced a shelving system, so you get economies of scale, we can grow more mushrooms here. So we started off with about 2 employees, and we've over 100 employees here employed.
So you have 100 staff here working now. I presume they're not all Irish.
We've a great international mix of staff here, you know. Our farm manager, Martha, she started off here picking mushrooms. She worked her way through. She had only Polish when she came. She taught herself English, Russian. Now she's running the whole farm. You know, and that's just wonderful. And she's such an asset to the company.
Karen, what's the output here?
So we grow about 60,000 kilos of mushrooms a week on the farm here. And we're supplying out to the Irish retailers. So every day we're up early. We're picking around 5 o'clock in the morning. And then that day we're getting the mushrooms out to our customers, so the customer know that they have the freshest mushrooms on those shelves every day.
And this year has seen an increase in the demand and consumption of mushrooms in this country. The jump has been something like 20%. Why is that?
I think, like everyone, COVID has made us all rethink how we do things. We're all at home more, we're cooking more. I know myself with 2 kids, I don't think I've ever cooked as much. I'm at home, and especially with mushrooms, they love to help me out. And, you know, mushrooms are great, they're so versatile and quick to use. So, like, you can have them for your breakfast, and then you can put them into bolognese and meatballs and stuff like that, because I know it's hard to get the veggies in, but mushrooms are a great one to get in.
And how has this year been running a business, you know, where you have a lot of employees working indoors, dealing with COVID?
You know, hygiene has always been paramount on the farms, but we did have to relook at things. We did look at our teams, we did reduce them into smaller smaller sizes, our picking and packing teams. We staggered our tea breaks, our starting times, our finishing times. We introduced more canteen facilities so people could be spread out more. We also introduced a facial clock-in system, so a thermal clock-in system, so everyone's temperature is read when they come in the morning and when they leave. So, you know, we wanted to give confidence to the employees that when they came to work, they were safe and that we were carrying out like an essential job. We were putting food on customer shelves.
Mushrooms grow fast, but must be sold fast too. As a perishable product with only a few days shelf life, efficiency is key. But sustainability and minimum waste are also important to John Kerrigan.
It's very, very important. So we put in a wood chip boiler. So that has cut down our carbon footprint a lot. So it's from that point of view, we have to be looking at sustainability. It's the way forward. We don't use any chemicals whatsoever on the farm. So we sterilise all our growing rooms with steam. So to generate that steam took a lot of oil. Now at the moment we do it with wood chip, and that's much easier. And we're looking at putting in solar panels for power and all that of them. We look at from farm to fork, so we want to do it right. Mushrooms, we grow them all the year round. The only day we don't pick mushrooms is Christmas Day. We pick every other day of the year and we deliver to the shops every other day of the year.
And John, when it comes to waste compost or compost waste, how do you dispose of that?
Well, it's a great byproduct. What we grow our mushrooms on, when it's finished at the end of 6 weeks, it's very, very good compost. We have a big demand, especially from tillage farmers. They are constantly looking for something to put on their land that has been, you know, got artificial manures over the year. And anyone that has used it has got great, great results from it. So we don't have a problem getting rid of the compost. It's great. It's Irish compost. It's made in Wexford. It's custom made for us. It has the spawn in, it's peak heated, it's ready to go when we get it. A good product.
And a recyclable one, as you say.
And a recyclable one. No waste. That's our motto. No waste.
And eat our mushrooms. John Kerrigan there. Before that, his daughter. They're one of the few mushroom businesses in Ireland not exporting heavily to the UK. But like all farmers, they'll be keeping an eye on the Brexit story. This is a crucial 36 hours in negotiations. And across RTE Radio 1 and RTE News, we'll be bringing you the latest developments. But for now, I suppose all we can do is hold our